Welcome to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, your host this week, but I'm not alone. I've got my lovely wife, Candace.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Okay.
And we are in our home, and we are going to share with you about the undefeated life of a champion. I used to coach baseball for years, and, you know, nowadays you hear terms like, well, you can't win them all. But you know what? The Bible says you can win them all. Mm-hmm. And he wants us to become the undefeated church. And so I'm just going to share with you this week about becoming the undefeated church. And it takes a different mindset. You know, you just can't just drop it on you. Hey, start thinking undefeated. And, you know, it's got to be a different mindset and everything else. So that's what we're going to share with you. And the do's and how's and the why's of the undefeated church. Is that okay if you're driving right now? Do you want to learn how to become undefeated? Because that's who we're called to be. Now, first of all, just like we talked about, you've got to know it, right? Mm-hmm. You've got to know it.
Right.
And Brother Hagin said this. He said, the most important thing or the first thing that a believer, when he gets born again, should do is to look up all the in him, in whom, in Christ scriptures, right, which he came up with a mini book called In Him, which everybody should get, by the way. Run right now and get it. And I carry it everywhere in my truck. You have it in your purse, mm-hmm, and you give them away. But if you don't know who you are and you don't have that foundation, then how can you build revelation and grow? You really can't. It'll just crumble.
Right.
So you got to have that foundation of knowing who you are. Remember one time I was preaching and the Lord said to me, tell everybody to say this, because the Bible says you have whatsoever you say, not what you think, what you say.
Right.
And he told me to say, tell them to say this. So wherever you're at right now, say this out loud. Say, I'm well on my way.
I'm well on my way.
To becoming.
To becoming.
Who I already am.
Who I already am.
And so you have to chew on that a little bit. We already are champions. We already are undefeated because of what he's done. So you have to know it. What am I talking about knowing? When you know who you are, then you know you're not the sick trying to get healed.
Right.
You're the healed resisting sickness. That's who you really are. And if you know that, then you have a better foundation. When you know who you are, you know you're not the poor trying to get rich. You're the rich resisting poverty.
Right.
Because your Father's rich and the covenant that you have with him. You're not the bound trying to get free, whatever's binding you. You have the authority. You're the free. You're already the free. He set you free. He made you free. It's in your covenant. It's in the promises. So on our journey to this undefeated life that we're going to step into, and remember, God called me out of coaching, so I'm going to coach it to you a little bit. The things we got to understand are the hows and the whys. And so how can I be undefeated? Is it scriptural? And let's start with the why. Why do we need to become? Chip, why is this important, this teaching of the undefeated church? Well, Jesus said this, there will be a time when the fields would be white with harvest, and he will send us out to reap. Well, I believe that time's now, don't you? Mm-hmm. And after the harvest is complete, those in Christ, see, there it is, if you don't know who you are in Christ, those in Christ will be caught up together with him, but just before Jesus returns, there will be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit and a great harvest, and that is where the undefeated church comes into play. Why? Well, for one thing, it takes money to send missionaries. They don't fly free.
Right.
Right? Yeah. And we don't want to send sick missionaries. They need to be healed. So we need health. We need wealth. We need these things to reap the harvest that he's called us to do, and now is the time. It'll take money to do radio and television. Right now, this takes money. There's editors, there's Jared over here working. I don't know all the stuff, but it takes money. And thank God for the people who do give into this so it can go out. And not just this radio station, but any television or radio program. Praise God. It takes money. The people selling it require money. And And when the gospel of the truth is on radio and TV, lives get changed. And God will bless his church in order for the church to do the things the church needs to do. I know that was a mouthful, but it's the truth. I want to say it again. God will bless his church in order for the church to do the things the church needs to do. Do you believe that?
Yes, yes.
So it takes health and prosperity to do all of these things to become the undefeated church. Now, the devil wants us to believe that healing and prosperity is not for everyone. Well, I've got news for him. Signs, wonders, and miracles are going to be happening. Not only that, but people who are listening to this program right now, they're going to go from no money to abundant money because God knows their heart and he can get that money through them to send it to missionaries, to send it to TV and radio stations, to help all of these things happen for the undefeated church. And that's where we're well on our way. So we got to know who we are. Amen. Now, Satan hates this because he knows that the undefeated church is going to get to a level where we're producing and sending missionaries all over the world. He knows that we're going to be building church buildings and youth buildings and outreach buildings and reaching to people of the world. He knows that radio and television stations are going to go, and that's happening right now. Satan wants to stop all of this, but it's time to rise up and we're going to get full go into what we're called to do. Now, to know who you are, to get in this series, when we start off the undefeated church, you've got to get the image of it. And when in Genesis 1, 26 and 27, Now I've never seen it like this until I recently read it. God said, "Let us make man in our image." Now everybody out there say image. So image. So
image.
You're in your car, you're in your truck, you're at work. Say image. You by the water cooler. You didn't say image. Say it. Okay, I told you I'm coaching you now. All right. And God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness and let him have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So we have dominion over creeps, right? Okay.
Yes.
So God created man in his own image. Here it is again. Image. Everybody say image. That's twice. All right, in the image, there it is three times, image of God created him male and female. So God says the word here, or the Bible does in Genesis 1:26, image. So I think what he wants us to do is get the image. Get the image. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the image of who you are,
right?
Get, well, who are we? Well, he created us in his image.
Right.
And then I had the Lord ask me, "Have I ever lost?"
No.
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 Get the image.
Yeah.
Did Jesus ever lose?
No.
No. But you may be out there going, "I know, but I've lost a lot of time." No, you haven't. It's not over. It ain't over till it's over.
Right.
Yogi Berra. That was prophetic, by the way. Mm-hmm. But think about it. Did it look like... And it may look like it's been over for you, but you can't rise up if you don't understand this. Did it look like Jesus was defeated? For 3 days it did, But it wasn't over.
Right.
And he rose on that third day.
Right.
And then did it look like God was defeated? Well, what about the dark years? For 400 years, the Bible was locked up and it looked like God had lost because his plan wasn't coming through. Nobody was getting saved. Nobody was getting the word, but it wasn't over.
Right.
Right?
Right.
It wasn't over. So it's not over for you. Whoever's listening, The dark ages is what it was. But whoever's listening, it's not over.
Right.
And you need to say with your mouth, "It ain't over. I'm still here." That's what you got to understand. So get the image of God and his likeness. And that's what he's trying to say. I've never lost. You're on my team. I'm in covenant with you.
Right.
We're going to win. We're winning.
Right, right.
You need to get a smile on your face and get this image. Now, here's some more undefeated scriptures. 2 Peter 1:10 in the Amplified says this. First of all, let me go. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion." And then I want to get to 2 Peter 1:10, and it says, "Because of this, brethren, be all the more eager to make sure of your calling, that if you do this, you will never stumble or fall." In other words, you'll never lose. Never means never. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says this, "And God is able to make all grace, every favor, and every earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances, and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished, and in abundance for every good work and charitable donation, reaping the harvest." That is an undefeated scripture. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." Here's what you got to remember when you're reading the Bible. All means all, never means never, every means every, and always means always. And he said, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph." Run your race. Why? To win.
Mm-hmm.
He says, run your race to win. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. And we are well on our way to becoming who we already are. You know, Matthew 19:26, Jesus said, "With men, this is impossible, but with God,
all things."
All things. What's all mean? All. It ain't over. All things are possible. In other words, what he said here was, with men, you can lose.
Mm-hmm.
But with God, you don't have to lose. You can win. Does that mean there won't be attacks and there won't be? No. There was undefeated. There was teams that I was on as a player or a coach that went undefeated. But there were times where we were behind in the season, mm-hmm. but the game wasn't over and the season wasn't over. So we got to get the image of the undefeated church of who we really are. And this game is not over.
Right.
And that's who we are in Christ. And I just want the body of Christ, and maybe you're doing good on going to church and reading the Bible and all this, but get that foundation of the image of who you are and watch things change in your life. Because what is it all about? I used to tell our team, it's not the name on the back of your jersey. It's what's the name on the front of your jersey. That's who you're playing for. So get the pride out of the thing, you know? And so what is this all about? Glory to God. So, praise the Lord. I am so glad you're listening. This is the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, and Candy and I are here. And if you're ever in the area, Mom's got a great church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, that we help Pastor Lee and Jan. And so, if you want more information on that church, it's called A Glorious Church Fellowship. It's in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We'd love to have you. But for more information, call 918-371-4589. Come visit us. Or you can get on the website at www.aglorious.church. That's just, you spell out aglorious.church. I guess I'm not real computer savvy, but I'm kind of reading what they put down in front of me. But just remember, guys, we love you. If you like being coached, come visit us. And this is Coach Chip reminding you, you are a champion for Christ.